So most people will agree on both sides of the aisle of this question that if a developer comes in and is going to have a negative impact to the public infrastructure, that it's reasonable to expect that developer to pay his or her fair share of the cost of improving or upgrading that development to offset the impact from the new development. So everybody, I think we can agree as a group that that seems fair. The problem is where is that line? How much can you expect the developer to pay, and how far can the city go to make that a requirement of any future permit? And understand, as a city, you have a lot of leverage over that landowner because he has to get a permit in order to go forward with his project, and sometimes several different kinds of permits, from what Dottie talked about to building permits to site development permits, et cetera. And there's an opportunity sometimes for cities to get a little bit over the line. So the cases that we're going to talk about are cases that help us try to figure out where that line is. Now, the first case is Nolan versus California Coastal Commission. It's a 1987 case. And the facts around this case were a landowner had an old beach house fronted on a beach and wanted to build a better house. And the commission that was in charge of issuing that building permit said, okay, we're going to give you a building permit, but you have to dedicate a public easement across the beach in front of your property so that the public that parks at one end of the beach can walk and enjoy the public facilities on the beach at the other end.